Tamara, thank you. All right. Can you read it, please?
Well, that's me being muted. We propose that the ACA meetings suggested seventh tradition donation percentages of excess funds be intergroups 45%, regions 30%, and ACA WSO 25%.
Thank you. Okay, do we have a delegate from the proposing group, which is actually the Member Services Committee Region Subcommittee? Please raise your hand, Carol. Okay. Okay. And Carol, you will have 3 minutes to present information about this proposal. Go ahead.
This came up because of the fact that the WSO said they needed more income from the membership. And so the original one was 60-30-10. And so we proposed that it changed to 45-30-25 so that the WSO would have more income from the membership. These are just suggested percentages that nobody needs to follow them if they don't want to. It's just that the membership asked a long time ago when it was put in as 60-30-10 that they get some kind of an idea of what, the WSO and the rest of the membership wanted. So that's how that came about. In my opinion, it should say 60-30-10, but WSO Bill said he needed more money. So this is why we proposed this, just to compromise. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Okay. Reminder that we're going to move into general discussion, and delegates may speak only once during this discussion. Let us know if you need extra time. You'll have 1 minute, we'll try not to cut you off in mid-sentence, but you'll get the 1 minute warning. Please don't repeat points that are already made, and we'll have 1 minute of silence before we ask you to raise your digital hands. So
point of order, yes. Mary Jo. Let's clarify the reason. If someone needs an extension, it's if English is your second language or you have some sort of impediment in being able to speak. It's not for any other reason.
Thank you, Greg. Okay, so 1 minute and then we'll begin. Please do not raise your hand yet. And again, the group that presented the proposal may not speak again. Okay, that must be 1 minute. Okay, go ahead, raise your hands. Okay, we'll start with WEB0590, Patricia Y.
Hi, I'm Patricia Y. I'm Atlanta-based web group, WSO. I'll just go right into it. Right now, a lot of us are functioning without a region. And almost everyone in my state is functioning without an intergroup. So right now, WSO gets 100% of our excess over the prudent reserve. And I think that this is going to shift quite a bit as intergroups, more intergroups and more regions form. And I'm just wondering if that eventuality has been considered, how it's going to shift, because it's definitely going to shift over time. Thanks for letting me say.
Thank you, Patricia. Next is CAN 332, Lynn.
Hi, adult children, adult child Lynn F. from CAN 332 Scarborough. Our group feels that with it, it's a little premature to change these percentages because of COVID for the last couple of years. And Seventh Tradition has not been what we would consider, you know, the usual when we had face-to-face groups. We feel that the WSO should not change this current formula until maybe 2023 and look at it at the next ABC.
Thank you, Lynn. Okay. Next is OK025, Brad H.
My group, well, the current formula recommended by ACA is actually 60% to intergroups and 40% to WSO. And that formula is insufficient now in two ways. First, the regions have been and are being developed in ACA. These regions need to be added to that formula. And second, the 60-40-0 formula only provides guidance for meetings or groups that have an intergroup. It does not address donations by groups that do not have an intergroup or region, or donations by intergroups or regions themselves. I think the formula should be 50-25-25, because that's a formula that's easy to understand and apply, and it will provide an equitable distribution of donations while each group, intergroup, and region retains the choice to use a different formula. So if the delegates vote to do something in this area, I have an alternative motion prepared that I'd like to submit. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Just as a point of order, I believe that there is a provision when there is a region in place, and Carol referred to that. Carol, you are not going to be able to speak again, other than you can answer this question for me. Provision is what, if there is a region in place, what is the current percentage?
If there's a region in place, is 30 currently. I don't know where that other, what was just told, mentions is came from, but the in historically it's been 60-30-10 always. Never changed. If it changed in the literature, it wasn't changed by the ABC.
Okay, so if there's a region in place, it's 60% to the region,
60% to the intergroups, 30% to the region, and 10% to WSO.
Okay, thank you. All right, back on into our 20-minute discussion. Marcia, IA029.
I'm concerned because, first of all, regions are just developing, but second of all, there's really no way to say why the regions need the money they're getting. I think intergroups are close enough to the meetings themselves that they would know that, but I have not seen any regional events advertised, really. I think giving the region more than ACA WSO at this point is a misuse of that funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcia. Next is CT119, Liz.
Thanks. I'm speaking from my meeting group in New Haven, Connecticut. I feel like that all of the meetings are autonomous and we can give in whatever shape or form we prefer. And our intergroup is also part of the Northeast region, and the Northeast region gives frequently to WSO because of the very reason that we were planning an in-person event and COVID happened. So we haven't been able to have any in-person events. We do hope to be able to have in-person events coming soon. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is CA218, Marcus.
Hi, yes. Marcus from Occupied Alonian Land in the East Bay of in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm probably in support of 50-25-25, but no matter what, I really feel that WSO needs more money, higher percentage than 10, and that the regions, I'm in region 2, and I don't see how they're needing more money than what they have. I don't see it being used at this time, the money that they do have. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Markets. Brad, we're not allowing people to speak a second time. So I'm moving Kisalani, MD053.
Yeah. Okay. So, so I think the bigger issue is that the seventh tradition, and this is related, the seventh tradition is not being emphasized, and we've in the online meetings, and we've had so many new people. And so the issue to me is not how much we give to the entities, it's getting the donations in the first place. I would say I would prefer to let things be and let the people who work on the financial stuff have a discussion, and so we can come out with informed decision making about how we proceed. Because until the larger issue of online, and I am working on an article talking about some research I've done about the online donations. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is WEB 0721, Claire.
Oh, hi. Look, I just wanted to say my experience here is that I give in Australia. We tend to give in our own country, so it doesn't flow to WSO. The other meetings that I do attend throughout the world, they tend to keep a prudent reserve and then send the rest to WSO. So I'm not really up to date with this percentage. And I also think it should perhaps come from the treasurer to outline what is needed and a policy about how to do this rather than just split it up into these estimates. Pass.
Okay. Thank you, Claire. Next is WEB0111, Michelle.
Hi, thank you, and thank you all for your service. One thing that strikes me with this is that what I see here is brick and mortar meetings, and the web meetings are exploding. And as of right now, we don't belong to a region. So everything we have beyond our prudent reserve goes to WSO. I'd like to see somehow the brick and mortar and online separated. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Intergroup 76, Central Coast. Pam?
Yeah, hi. I'm Pam from Central Coast ACA. I was around back when we had the original regions, and what would happen is that money was not coming into the region, so the regions were having to produce their own fundraisers. These are the same people that were active in their meetings, in their intergroups at region and the World Service, and had lives and professions, and so they were spread pretty thin. So putting on the annual birthday party at the pier, Santa Monica Pier, it just became ridiculously, it was just too much. It was too much, and it blew it out, and the regions, as a result, all died. They all died because they didn't have any funding. They had to make it themselves, or, and that meant everybody was spread to the limit. So the original 60, 30, 10, you know, is my vote.
Thank you, Pam.
I sent a point of order to Greg, and I'll let him deal with that.
Okay, pause.
And I'm also about to send a point of order to Greg.
Okay, pause.
I'm not. Okay, there's something. I think that, so Brad wants to correct something that Carol said that he feels is inaccurate. Actually, I'm not sure how we handle that. Because we normally don't let somebody speak twice. But if we have, I think if we have information that says that there's an inaccuracy, we need to reveal that to the delegates. So Brad, let's go ahead and give you 30 seconds to do that. Brad?
Brad, could you raise your hand for me again, please? There you go.
Carol was given an opportunity to speak second time, and she indicated that my information about the 60-40-0 ratio was incorrect. And I challenged that because it was found in a trifold, a current trifold, that information on the 60-40 ratio. And I would question her assertion that the current recommended ratio is 60 is what she said it was.
Okay. So I think we just have a conflict here. Let's go back to the proposal. I hear what, but let's go strictly with the proposal right now. I'll turn it back over to Mary Jo.
Thank you. I'm going to ask everybody who has spoken already to please lower your hand. I didn't keep track of who did speak already, other than I do remember a couple of people, but if you have...
May I respond to Brad, please?
No.
Carol, I appreciate that there's a conflict. We don't have a resolution here because we don't have
he
any...
He misquoted me.
Carol,
I did not.
Wait a minute.
He misquoted me.
I'm going to ask, is Bill on the call? Well, actually, Frederick, the finance committee should have, or somebody, there's written documentation on this, so if we can find that and clarify that before we finish this.
I will do that and get back soon as possible.
Thank you. All right. And if I'm calling on somebody who's already spoken and somebody else knows that I've done that, please let me know. All right. Dawn, California 1020.
Hi, I'm Dawn H., California 1020. I just have a quick comment, which is myself, my own experiences I get more from the intergroup. We have quarterly meetings and special meetings, special groups that are really educational for newcomers and have been for myself. So I'd really be in favor of keeping the 60% for intergroups. Thanks, Pass.
Thank you, Don. Next is MA0075, Michael.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We just had discussed knowledge-based decision-making, and yet I don't feel I have any knowledge on what the funds are needed for, and it sounds like there's a hunger for that knowledge. I just feel like I'm stuck in a little bit of a intellectual infinite loop here. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Next is Kelly, TEL0341.
Yeah, thank you. I'm speaking to meetings in particular. I think that meetings are autonomous, and I think that there is, I'm pretty sure, many, many, many meetings that operate without a whole lot of involvement in WSO, and it should absolutely be up to them how much they give. I also think when a member, even if it's a paid staff, asks for more money, there needs to be a lot more disclosure and transparency on where the money is going. So I would not vote to up the amount. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Next is DC008, Josh.
Hi, yeah, a couple of things. One, just as, and I don't know, maybe this is more of a point of information, but, and this gets to what Brad and Carol were talking about, is I'm not clear as a delegate right now if, like, what the current status is, right? So if this weren't, like, what the alternatives are. It's sort of almost like an opportunity cost thing. Like, what is the current state? And so if we could get some clarification on that, I think that would really might affect vote, how people vote. I also think it's important for people to keep in mind that there's, you know, in the sort of inverted pyramid flow of Seventh Tradition donations, it's not a one-time thing. It's like if a group gives to an intergroup, then the intergroup may have funds above and beyond its prudent reserve. It would pass down to the next level and potentially for regions and then to world. So there's more than one opportunity for money to flow down the pyramid to WSO. And I would also just say, you
That's
know,
part of what,
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Now we're going to move to Frederick. Do you have clarification on the percentages?
Yeah, there is a trifolder called where does the money go, and that states 60-30-10. 60 to the intergroup, 30 to region, and 10 to ACAWSO.
And if there's no region, then it's 60-40, correct?
That's.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. That doesn't say that in the, yeah.
Okay, Mary Jo, we're at that 20 minute.
Okay, thank you. Liz, do you have a point of
order? I have something that I don't know if it's a point of order or not, but there was a note sent that said that the 60-40 split between intergroup and WSO is right in the BRB on page 599 in the treasurer's job description.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Then we will, let's see. I know that people are chatting to me and I am not able to respond to that.
Where does the money go as a sheet? It's not a trifold.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. What we will do now is go to the a poll to find out whether this proposal is supported. Tamara, if you put the, there you've got it. Okay, thank you. Put it back. Thanks. I'm reading off of a different screen and I really should move that over here. Okay, go ahead.
We propose that the ACA meetings suggested Seventh Tradition donation percentages of excess funds be intergroups 45%, regions 30%, and ACA WSO 25%.
Thank you. And I'll ask you to read the four choices, please.
Sure. I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. B, more information is needed. I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC. C, I would like a motion to be crafted to delegate this matter to the ACA World Service Board for assessment and possible action that could be taken before the next ABC. D, I do not support the ballot proposal in any form.
Thank you. I'm asking Greg for a point of clarification. If this motion is crafted according to selection A, will the percentages be able to be changed in that motion?
I've looked at the proposal. The proposal is pretty concrete, so I think that the the percentages cannot be changed. There was something else I was going to say to that, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Okay. I'll turn it over to Brad. Are we ready for the election buddy poll?
Sure. I'm ready for it. And Aaron, I'm starting it now.
Okay, and as soon as it launches, tell us, and then there will be 2 minutes.
I already said it when I said, Aaron, I'm starting it now.
I apologize. Okay.
Yeah, it's been launching. Mary Jo, if there's confusion, do you want to give an extra 30 seconds or something?
No, I think 2 minutes is good on this one, even with an interruption.
Okay, that's time.
Okay, closing the vote.
Okay.
Bringing up the results. Okay. Sharing my screen. Okay, looks like we had over 100% of quorum participate, and the I do not support this ballot in any form had the highest at 52.3, and then more information is needed. Study was the follow-up at 18.2. So following what we did last time, I'm going to go ahead and make a poll with the B and D, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I need about 60 seconds and that'll okay, it's ready. I'm launching it now, Aaron.
Voting starts now. Thank you.
there was an error on it. Hold on a second. It didn't launch. One second. Sorry, I had the launch time 1 minute forward. It's going to launch in 1 minute. It's going to be quicker to wait the extra minute. User error. I'm breathing. Just hold on, and it's here. So sorry about that, folks. Aaron, Kate, can you do two minutes from now? Hey, thanks for everybody's patience.
Okay, voting starts now.
I can move out now that you're up.
I don't care. I'm just trying to get.
And that's time.
Can we give it one more second? I heard from some people who were having trouble. If you're still having trouble, please raise your hand.
Yep, I have pretty much everybody. But
okay, we're good then. Thank you.
Got about 99.9 or 100% participation. Okay, I'm going to share the results. Okay, I'm sharing my screen. Okay. We have, I do not support the proposal with 66.7% of the vote, and it easily made quorum.
Brad, your audio is very low, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So in this case, the proposal did not meet the threshold for anything to be done about it. It has been voted down, and it will be we will not go to crafting a motion, and we will move on in the agenda.